Yes, you were first.
You mentioned the four-dimensional world. What is the definition of four-dimensional?
X, Y, Z, T. Does it help now? That is space, the three dimensions of space, length, width, and height, that's this space, and time with them. Because we live in a world that is space and subject to time. So we call that a four-dimensional world. Our world, everything that lives in this universe is a four-dimensional entity, subject to the changes of space and time. But the ruh is not subject to the changes of place and of time. Right?
Nah. So what's the collaboration of Quran about the Shayateen and kings who are jinn?
Nah.
Would you please shed some light on Shayateen and kings?
Why have we have now command, have we had command of a Shayateen al-jinn so that we would like to shed some light on Shayateen al-ins? I hope we first understand Shayateen al-jinn. And we have a lot to learn about Shayateen al-jinn, because we oftentimes disregard Shayateen al-jinn and we think by empirical knowledge we have conquered them. Wrong. However, Allah Azza wa Jal indeed and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam indeed speak of the Shayateen amongst the ins as well, amongst the human beings. And guess what? From what I said earlier, what do you think they are? What have we said earlier? Shayateen al-ins therefore become those whose shaitani nafs is developed. Those, a human being who has wal-iyadu billah, not masha'Allah, wal-iyadu billah, developed and overdeveloped his or her shaitani nafs. A person whose shaitani instincts, the shaitani side of the nafs is developed. And that's a shaitani ins, wal-iyadu billah. And some of those shayateen, as some scholars had said, they teach shayateen al-jinn. Some scholars had said, some shayateen of jinns follow in the footsteps of some shayateen of ins, of humans, wal-iyadu billah, Allahu ta'ala alam.